This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, with that lame joke.
Look at Gilbert Gottfried. He got destroyed and canceled on a hilarious joke about the model who died. The model died in the tsunami, the Thailand tsunami. And he tweeted the funniest
See, even
thing.
That's funny. I mean, that's like...
He tweeted the fun, and he got canceled. So there you go. Just because it's funny.
He's not canceled, is he? He's the most disgusting guy.
He's dead. Okay. So, yeah.
He got canceled before you
God canceled him. No, I'm kidding. That's...
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. They've got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oma the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We're here to bring you episode 95.
We're here and we're queer.
Okay, I mean,
you know, I don't
yeah, I don't know what you're doing there.
Two of us are married with children.
Yes.
No, that's what, listen, queer can mean a lot of things. Maybe it means that you kick a soccer ball left-footed. Who knows?
Oh, that's true. That's true. I don't think
I have
that's
no
the main
that
definition.
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm gay. I'm gay with joy.
Well, yes, that's right. Okay.
Fair enough.
It's a good start to episode 95.
Yeah, episode 95. You know, as we get closer to 100, we used to name off sports celebrities that had these numbers.
Oh,
now we're getting into numbers
that
we all recognize, right? 95s? Can you think of a 95?
Listeners, just so you know, I'm doing everything in my power to prevent FTS from getting to episode 100.
Yes, that's obvious. Yes. Or at least reduce the listenership so barely anyone's listening at episode 100.
Tree falling in the woods is up to the number 100.
The first thing that comes to mind is Richard Dent for some reason from the Bears. Wasn't he 95?
Yes, he was 95.
Yeah.
He might have been, might have had one of the greatest football seasons ever in that 85.
85,
Bears
yeah,
season.
That's
pretty,
right.
Pretty
but that's
good.
That's the 195 that sticks out.
Yeah, I think Chris Jones for Kansas City.
Yeah,
Chiefs,
he's 95 too. Yep.
You got one, Omar?
Watch that game last night.
You got a 95? See.
No. I think the Orioles were decent that year.
No, that's not the same thing what we're asking.
Yeah, that's not what we're saying.
1995?
Yeah.
I can't think of a 95.
It's a defensive lineman's number.
Yeah, 95. My bitch ain't one.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that song?
No, it's 99, and we're not there yet. But that will be the song we play when we post episode 99.
I'm sure no podcast has ever done that.
Never, ever, ever, ever. Well, maybe I'll do 99 Luff Balloons. As a change.
Oh, throw it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
There you go.
By the way, I think we should have, can I say something? I don't like the music, that this Friends Talking Shop nonsense. Can we do another version? Maybe that's part of the reason why our brand is not trending well as it could be with the female. I think we should have a Taylor Swift or Dolly Parton inspired country western song for FTS.
Okay. We will look into that.
You know, that
what
destroyed
you want to
Josh a little bit when
it
you
did.
Said that.
I mean, it's also something for in our off-the-air meetings, FTS
wait,
meetings.
Hold on a second.
It's
David,
not for our
David,
listeners' ears
David,
to talk
wait,
about.
Wait, excuse me. There's no laurels here, and there's no complacency here. Just because you, David, are afraid of having the awkward conversation with Josh doesn't mean we're gonna do that. Right?
Yeah,
like
right.
Josh thinks in his brain that he's discovered the Rob Zombie – song of Howard of the Stern Show,
right.
that he only Stern only plays that song.
I will. I'm agreeing that I will go down that path with you. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It
probably stung a little bit though, right?
A little bit, yeah. But that's okay. Yeah. That's what this is for.
Do you have anything to criticize of Omar and his while we're throwing it out there?
I do, but the show's only supposed to be an hour and 10.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's keep going.
So I really don't want to waste everyone's time with that.
All right. Well, let's kick off.
Too late for that.
95. And let me start off by introducing the hosts that join me on every single one of these podcasts so far. First, I'm going to introduce to you Josh. Josh, how are you doing this week?
I am doing well. It's been a while since we've been together. Omar is going to go away, so now we're not together anymore. Anyone who's watching on YouTube, Omar's just gotten up, and he's going to go get something.
I'm here. I can listen.
Maybe a Slim Jim, maybe an Apple. I'm not sure what he's going to get, but we'll soon find out.
It's Omar Roulette.
Omar Roulette, exactly. But I had a couple trips since we've been last away. So I was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, this is his, and then also you have your annual ladyboy trip. You made
yes, we had our, we did have our annual ladyboy trip, our college reunion where the eight of us get together and rent a house. I've talked about it in several
except
other episodes.
Women in Fight Club. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yes, except this Fight Club, we talk about Fight Club all the time. But I just want to share with you one thing I did learn about that about this trip. There were several things, but the thing that stuck out that I'd like to share with you guys because it's so outrageous. My one friend, who I've talked about on several occasions, who is a doctor, a surgeon,
The one who you do not want to work on you for anything.
Correct. The one I would not let touch me for anything.
Who somehow still talks to you, which is shocking.
Why is that shocking? He's a great guy. Yeah. I love him.
It's shocking you have anyone who still wants to talk to you. Dave and I are stuck with you contractually.
Yeah, you and Dave talk to me every episode.
We're stuck contractually. Listeners have no idea the bind that Josh has Dave and I. That's why we're our number 96.
Yeah. But anyway,
Think about it, Riley. Right? Like, these Israelis were released today. Dave and I are still being held captive.
Yeah.
Josh, you are our Hamas.
Maybe. Oh, jeez. Shouldn't you be my Hamas? Would that make more sense?
It's not hummus, Josh. Hamas.
Yes. I heard you. But my friend, just to refresh everyone's memory, he still showers with his sons who are too old to be showered with, 12 and 10.
Which coincidentally, Hamas does, I think, the same thing.
Still. Of course.
Yeah, if anyone haven't heard this, they shower. It's not like the YMCA shower.
No.
It's
at home. Like, this is at home.
It's the home shower.
Yeah, he's showering with his sons at this advanced age, which is just bizarre. Okay.
Can you say how old the sons are at this point?
Like 12 and 10, something like that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. 11 and 9. It's in that range. It's really unbelievable.
Also odd that they would time their showers at the same time. Like just like ham. Is it like, hey, I'm going to take a shower. Who's with me?
I don't know.
Hey, Dad?
You know what? That's a really good question. That's something we didn't ask as to why and how often it occurs. But he's still doing it. So it's very weird.
Is that how he was raised?
Listen, he was – I got a
glimpse.
Can
we interview him?
We can interview him.
Can we get him
on the podcast? Absolutely can interview him. 100%.
I think the world wants to.
We can do that. Although okay, I don't know if he wants his identity out there. Maybe we can blur his face.
Why not?
Those voice machines.
Yeah, right.
No, David, come on.
But just to fill you in, the other quick things that he did, he had his car stolen twice because he left the keys inside his car both times, which is amazing. Maybe once, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you know the rest. And then he also bought motorcycles, which his sons, 11 and 9 or 11 and 10.
Oh, right. I remember more and more of the story.
Drive
now.
On the streets with batting helmets on, not proper helmets, and go to Starbucks and get iced coffees, which is also, there's a host of issues you could dissect there. Here's the latest we learned. And he told the story as if it was nothing of any consequence.
David, the kids are both Nobel laureates. Apparently, that's the news. They're the ones who solved the. They got the prisoners
right.
released.
It's these possible.
Steve
it's very possible.
That's right.
But he told a story recently. His parents came to visit him. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you where he lives, but he lives away from his parents. His parents came to visit him, and when he was driving them back to the airport for them to fly home. Oh, by the way, when they visited him, they went to a gun range to do target practice, right? He likes doing that, just shooting guns. Anyway. Gun range.
Sorry.
On the way home, he slipped.
You said gum.
Okay. No, gun. He slipped bullets, live ammo, into his mother's purse as a joke for when she went through TSA.
No way.
And I'm not kidding you. And we said to him, "You did what?" He said, "I thought it would be really funny. I put the bullets in her purse, and it would be hilarious when she went through TSA, and they saw them in her bag." And we said, "Okay, first of all, please tell me you told her before." He goes, "Yeah, I felt a little guilty, and I told her, I called her right before and told her, I put bullets in your purse. And so thankfully, she didn't go through TSA." But he said, nothing would have happened. I said, "What are you talking about? She probably would have been arrested." And he said, and I quote, "No, she would have said, oh, my son played a practical joke on me. He put them in there. I didn't even know about it."
By the way, how can you tell someone's white American without them telling you that they're white Americans? Doing shit like this. Could you imagine if I pulled that shit?
Right. You couldn't do that.
Holy shit.
No.
Oh, my God.
No chance.
A whopper in my ass. I mean, gee, I would be, oh, my goodness.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. The lack of
awareness.
Good judgment. Yeah.
Yes.
We need to talk to this person.
This is someone who saves lives on a daily basis for their profession.
Does he?
He does. He's replacing organs and vital organs, and yet he does not even have the wherewithal to realize that you can't just tell the TSA agent it was a practical joke and they just go, "Oh, okay, we believe you." No, there's bullets in your bag. That's a problem. At the very least, we're going to pull you out for questioning. At the very least.
Every time she flies, it would be.
Yes, flag. And then she's going to, her name's going to get on a list after that.
So,
crazy.
So Josh, wait a second. So, is this, does he come from a family history of pranking each other?
I wouldn't say that.
Like
no.
Jackass? It almost sounds like, is this guy's last name Jackass?
No. This is how crazy he is. When we woke
Johnny Knoxville, but not physical.
On the Sunday when we were leaving, right?
Uh-huh.
He told us that story the night before, late night the night before. And the morning we were leaving, because we all had to fly out early in the morning and drive a distance to the airport, an hour and a half. And so we all had to wake up pretty early. So at 7 a.m., he decides to call his father on speakerphone. And his father was clearly sleeping. And his father wakes up, hi, hey, and he says his name. And he goes, "Yeah, hey, Dad. Hey, listen, didn't I put bullets in Mom's purse for the TSA?" And he went, "What? I don't know." And he said, "Yeah, Dad, I put bullets in Mom's purse." He goes, oh yeah, you did." And he goes, "Okay, see ya." And he hangs up. So he just called his dad early in the morning, woke him up for no reason. We believed him. But it was just bizarre. But this is the mentality of this individual.
You think that he does that to his parents to keep them mentally agile?
No.
Keeps them, their brain engaged?
No, you have to be mentally agile first in order to perform outwardly mentally agile things.
Wow, you are really laying into this dude.
I'm not laying into him. I'm just telling it like it is. This is how we talk to him. Look, we love him like a brother. He's actually he's a smart guy, but he has his common sense meter is so low. It's insane how little common sense he has.
Wow.
Do you know people who are really book smart, but for some reason the common sense it doesn't kick in?
Do you think it's possible
that
he's
most of this industry that we all have to work in?
Yeah, that's true. But do you think he's putting you on? Is there a chance?
No, zero chance.
No, zero chance.
Zero. Zero. Known him
but he's never pranked any of your friends. He's never pranked any of you guys.
If you mean pranked by
shit like that.
No, nothing like that. No.
And so, do you think it's inevitable that someone is going to do it?
That
he's
someone
do it?
What do you mean he's going
prank
to do it?
He's going to prank one of you middle-aged white dudes at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming. It's going to happen.
It might. This might be a classic
setup. You know what you do? You do it fucking first.
We've done it several times.
Okay. So
you don't want to prank this guy. What if he puts bullets in Josh's bag?
Listen, he was putting it in his mother's
hold on,
bag.
Hold on.
You
to be
think
clear,
that has any
with,
bearing?
With the current administration, Josh would be just fine. Please continue.
Probably, maybe, but I don't want to try it. But
not me. Not me. Not me.
Not you.
Me.
Definitely not you. Not you. Definitely not you. Anyway,
that is crazy. So this guy,
greatest country
in
the world.
Podcast? You think we could ask him?
We'll work on it. That might be something. I don't think he'd be too cool with having his. identity out there, but if maybe no, we can figure out a way to blur it and
we can. How about this? We'll hire a makeup team and who dress up drag.
That was even worse than I.
Yeah, no, it's better. It's safer.
Call in on a phone, and we can
we'll figure it out.
If this person is a friend of yours,
he is good
me,
friend.
If one of you guys asked me, well, maybe not Josh as much, David. If you asked me for something, David, to do you a favor for something that'd be asymmetric and whatever, and like I want to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Mowing your lawn or hiring someone to mow your lawn, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe even helping you move, but like not by being there, but by helping to pay for the movers.
Right.
Or something like that, you know, stuff like that. But like my point is just it's a very nice moment. And so Josh has this opportunity right now to
listen,
do this.
Listen, I'm all for it. I'll pitch the idea. I would love for the world to
meet
him.
But I want him to come and drag.
Yeah. I see that's a big ask.
That's viral.
That's a heavy lift. It's a heavy lift.
So will be the bosom he'll be wearing.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Phoebe dresses drag.
All right. That's
we want to get into the shower business. Like, we're not going to let up on.
There's so much to talk to him about, by the way. So much.
Great. Listen, he'll be in the annals or annals, whatever it is, of our show history.
Annals. Yeah,
who wouldn't want that kind of exposure? We're huge in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's a good point. Right. Excellent point. That's what I'll lead with on my pitch to him.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Josh. Glad you're back.
Yes.
You mentioned Tuscaloosa. Was there a lead into
that? That's an Alan Jackson song.
Yes. I was there for the Alabama Vanderbilt game and also to visit my nephew, who's a freshman there. So it was nice.
Right.
It was a lot of fun.
Who won that game?
Unfortunately, Alabama won, but it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
Well, also joining the podcast is Omar. Omar, how are you doing?
I was wondering why, you know, how many episodes have we had? 96, 97?
95.
This is 95, yeah. So we've had 94.
Right. So I think 94 of them, nobody ever asked Dave how he's doing. So, Dave, I want to ask you first, Dave. How are you doing?
First of all, stop. We always ask Dave how
he's
doing.
It's always an awkward pause. David, am I not right?
Oh, we do it. But we do it.
See, it's so true.
Yep. So you want him to go first? Do you want him to go first?
I see the pain.
Before you?
David. Yes, I'd like to have David go.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah. Throwing it up, mixing it up. I like it.
All right, David. That's enough. All right. So, let me tell you.
Just kidding. Oh, that hurt.
Are you gonna let him go or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I did. How many? Okay. Well, I'm doing pretty good. I had a crazy September that started. Oh. I think out of the month of September, I think I slept in my own bed for maybe 5 nights.
Oh,
it
wow.
It was on the road in Wisconsin. I was up in Green Bay. I was in Nashville. Just kind of all over the place. So it was super fun, but and a lot of experiences. I had a friend from Norway that came to visit. We went to a Green Bay Packers game.
We talked
game.
About that in the last episode. Yep.
Yep. Mm. And then we went to Madison, Wisconsin, and saw the Brewers play. We're in the National League Championship Series.
Nice.
Pretty good. But did I tell you about my experience? He was flying different places, and he ended up coming to Nashville. We picked him up and brought him back to St. Louis to see St. Louis for a few days.
Okay.
But before we...
You showed him St. Louis after he saw Nashville?
I did.
That's a big mistake. You can't go in that order.
It was
you can't go in that order.
Down, I know.
Yeah.
He did Vegas, Nashville, St. Louis. That was the
There's really no place to take him next except maybe Guantanamo.
But we went my wife and I went down to Nashville to pick up him and his girlfriend, and we stayed a night and went to one of the restaurant bars, you know, where you could listen to live music
on Broadway.
On Broadway, yep.
Yep.
Super fun. Went to Old Red. And I probably know where that is, right?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite places because it's easy and the music there is pretty good. I don't know if it's like one of the best places, but it's an easy place to go.
Yep.
So we went and sat. We had dinner. It was really loud. So we said, let's see if we can go on the rooftop and sit outside where it's not so loud. As I'm getting older. I can't hear a conversation or anything.
I'm with you.
So we went upstairs and went and sat on the outdoor patio. And it was really nice. It was a nice evening. It did start to rain. So we kind of moved under a shelter. And the thing about my friend Klaus from Norway is he loves playing games, board games, card games. He's always got a card game or something in his pocket. So we were sitting there just talking, and he's like, oh, it's time to play Pick Seven or whatever game is that we're playing. And it was a trivia kind of game. I won't get into the specifics, but
played in the bar?
We were up on the rooftop, and it was actually pretty fun. It was like,
were you on any drugs during this time, or were you just, what was going on then?
Just
high on life.
Maybe beer.
This is the Midwest. Yeah. Beer is your fucking thing, isn't it, Dave?
It's not the Midwest. It's the South. Tennessee.
Yeah. Beer is real popular around here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were sitting playing this game, and that's not really the point of the story, but picture we're at a small table playing this card game, and it's Klaus's girlfriend, my wife, and myself. We're all sitting, and it's actually a really nice way to like enjoy, to have a game to sort of talk.
Sure.
Kind of a party game, and it was fun. Well, then, as we're standing there,
Are you good at these games, Josh? You think Dave's good at these kinds of games? Do you think
he plays a lot of
quartile?
I think he's good. He plays a lot of them. I think he's seasoned. He's very seasoned.
Oh yeah, very strategic.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is more of a party. It's more of a random party game. So
yeah.
But I'm sure I won.
Was this clothed?
What?
Yes.
Clothed. Were you wearing? Okay.
Yeah.
Clothed.
Public.
You said clothed?
Yeah. Clothed.
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 Two Utes.
I can't say it.
Two Utes went in the sack of subs.
Clothed.
Youths?
You got to put the D on that.
Yeah, that's right. Clothed.
Clothed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, clothed. So the four of us are sitting there, and this woman walks up to us and stands right next to our table. She's watching us play this game, and she's clearly have been drinking all day. It's probably one of these bachelor parties.
Welcome to Nashville.
She walks up and is like, kind of, what are you guys playing here? And we're like, we have a game. They're from Norway, whatever. And so she stands like right. It's a high table. So she's standing right there. Like, right. So she's kind of eye level with us because she's standing and we're sitting, but we're on these benches. So we're playing for a little bit. It's a trivia thing. So we, was kind of going around by her. We'd ask her like she wants to answer.
But you brought her into the fold.
Yeah, a little bit. But she was kind of too drunk to like answer anything. So she was really out of it.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue, she looks at me and she goes, this is just wonderful for me. She goes, you have the cutest nose I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
She said this. I instantly look at my wife.
Yes.
And I think, this has never happened before. What's going to happen next?
Yes.
Like, what's going to happen now?
Hold on a second.
So I look at her and she looks at me like, what are you, dirtbag? Somehow.
You had nothing to do with it.
I didn't say it. So I was like.
No, Josh. Dave just got I got a cute nose T-shirt a few weeks ago. He wears it all the time.
That's right.
But I had never.
Woman attractive? Give me a 1 to 10 on her.
Be hard because my wife listens.
You don't need to spiritually.
Spiritually, probably. Yeah.
Was she
above a 5? Above 5, somewhere between a 5 and a 10.
Okay.
All right.
No, I can't answer.
Was she young, or was she
age?
Was she age appropriate or young?
Yeah, she was probably maybe younger than me, but age appropriate for a young guy like me. Yeah.
Okay. Why? I don't understand. Why is it a testy topic at home?
Yeah. Well, you did.
Did your wife
wrong.
Think that you elicited that type of response from her because you were grazing her hand too long? I know that's one of your things.
No. So I think it was just nothing.
Just so that you had your hand on her hip.
I did none of that.
Wait. It's when you took food off her lip when you guys had cake together.
No, I didn't do that either. So I don't know if Josh experienced
that. Oh, right. When you guys shared a hot dog.
Okay.
Right? And then
Lady and Tramp the hot
dog.
Yeah. She got upset with that.
Somehow she felt that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know if this happens to you, Josh, but my wife gets mad at me if someone like the guy in the movie does something really awful, then I get
You talked about the dreams she has, and she yells at you for the dreams. I remember nightmares.
This happened in real life, so I was in huge trouble.
Yeah.
So, but of course, So I try to, you know, downplay it as much as possible.
Your
so,
nose?
But, yeah, I did. Yeah.
What you have
if
to
you really
do is
cared, if you really cared, David, you would have broken your nose on
correct.
The table.
You should have slammed your head immediately so onto the table and yeah. had it gushing with blood so yes. she was, say, wasn't attracted to you anymore.
Yeah.
Don't you know
yeah.
I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face?
Oh, oh man. Unbelievable.
You could have tweaked that a little bit more, Dave, but that was good.
So is your yeah, wife still upset with you? What did you say? First of all, what was your reply to that when she said that?
I was.
Thank
well,
you.
I think I said something like, you know, my aunt used to say that to me too, and that's actually true. My aunt, when I was a little kid, used to tell me I had a real cute butt nose. So that was.
Listeners, his aunt's been in prison for the last 40 years. Just so everyone knows this.
And by aunt, he means his handsy uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, but it was not super cool when she was. She didn't leave. I mean, she stayed oh, for she's a long time.
Did you?
So
did you then? Like, you should have just introduced. Hey, this is my wife.
Even button a compliment.
I did.
Well,
she
compliment?
Said cute. She said the word
she didn't
cute.
Say button. She didn't say button. No.
Oh, but, said, oh.
She said cute.
I did. I said that my wife thinks as well. You know, so she's like, I'm not hitting on him or anything.
Well
I'm married as well. And so
oh, she said she, that.
Yeah, she sort of. But let me okay. tell you, once the kind of cooled off a little bit. I've been using the mileage of my cute nose.
Hell yeah.
For my wife. Oh man. I'm using this as currency that I'm going to have.
Wives are uncomfortable when their husbands get compliments sometimes.
Listen, my wife will come home and tell me that like a cashier thought she was much younger than she
for
was.
For sure.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How do you like, feel about that?
I think it's great. We were at yeah. a, I'm trying to remember where we were. Oh, I think it was in Alabama and we were going to, we were in a, I can't remember where we were. Maybe it wasn't Alabama. I don't remember. But she got carded. Like we were going in and she got carded going into this, to a bar. Oh, it was Alabama. Yeah. And the guy looked at her license and said, "Ooh, I'm sorry about that." And handed it back to her as if to say, like, I should have never carded you. You're much older than 21.
Yeah.
It was, oh, it was very funny.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, it was,
that's
but the way he said it was like, "Ooh, geez, you're nope."
Yeah,
nope.
I guess
you're way past 21. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was funny though.
You should have said your funny. Mother here is
right, exactly
something like that. But anyway, so that kind of cool thing happened for me. So now it was a dark moment, and it's turned into a positive moment. But yeah, that never happens.
Like, no, it doesn't. Happen.
How did that ever happen?
No, like, especially amongst the company of your wife to actually witness it firsthand.
Yeah, it was something else. So
yeah.
Yep. I've been on cloud nine ever since. I've
yeah,
not
you should
come
be.
Down. I'm
that's
barely
nice.
Touching the ground when I walk now. So yep, life is good. That's good. How I'm doing. Omar, how are you doing?
Do we care about Omar still, even though you went? I guess
no,
we do.
Yeah, the whole show is out of whack. We can edit this later. No, I'm just looking at Dave's nose. I actually am a big fan of noses. I'm a big nose kisser, actually.
Okay, how are you doing?
What?
This is the part where Dave asked you how you're doing.
Hey, I'm just gonna mention that.
You
gotta fill us in.
Kisser. Hold on.
Listen, when I have a lady friend, I realize one of the things I love to do is I love to kiss the nose.
That's
I love
weird.
The nose. It's my way of affection. Not up the nose. It's very different.
I hear you.
On the nose.
Are you talking about an Eskimo kiss?
I don't know what I know Eskimo brothers.
Not Eskimo brothers. Kiss? Eskimo kiss. They wiggle noses.
No,
and, you know,
no, I'm not 6 years old.
Oh,
no.
Oh, you're not? You like to kiss noses?
So
you're just a dachshund puppy.
Dave, you notice how Josh is interrupting? This is interesting, right? So I've been traveling like
that's
mad.
My job here to interrupt.
I know.
Go
never
ahead.
Stop, please.
Keep going.
I'm like Superman without Lex Luthor with you, but you have worse hair than Lex. So back to my
did you say
last
worse?
Few weeks. Worse, yeah.
I have much better hair than Gene Hackman, especially now that he's in Rick and Mortis.
Traveling yeah. like crazy, like again, who cares? But Hong Kong, Singapore, Milan, Palermo,
oh,
and
wow.
then London.
You've
London,
been all over.
Yeah, and I've stayed in a series of effectively 5-star hotels, like just
as
amazing.
You do. As you do.
Well, look, I got to keep it together. It's hard, you know, and so I need everything on my side, right? That's the investment I'm asking into me,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, I'm traveling. I'm become. I have to say, I think it's like that episode with Bart Simpson from The Simpsons where he where he's kidnapped in France, and he eventually learns French because he was living there. He didn't realize it. I am an international person now. I am, right? So I'm not sure if I'm an international man of mystery. I'm not going that far. But I will say I'm more noticing now of the way that I perhaps don't necessarily blend into different societies.
Right? Don't?
I don't. Okay. I stick out.
Yeah.
Wait, right? You stick out in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, but what's fascinating is that, like, yes, I was mugged in Barcelona, which I guess that was. That's a real risk.
Yeah.
But when I'm traveling, anywhere I go, by the way, even in America nowadays, I feel like my superpower, my biggest superpower I have is that I'm unarrestable.
What do you mean? You cannot be arrested?
I cannot be arrested.
And how do you?
Because of my race. If ICE came, like, I could blend into any situation. And if it was the other end of the spectrum, like, I could go DEI if I needed to for a few days.
I don't understand your claim here.
I'm saying to you, wherever I travel, I feel safe and I can acclimate to any type of culture in the U.S.
Oh, I see. You're a chameleon. You're a traveling chameleon.
Who would do the best out of the three of us if ICE came knocking on the door, you think?
The best would be Dave.
Me. No, it would be me.
What do you mean you?
What?
You know, one simple reason. I can sing hundreds of country western songs. That's my defense.
Okay.
It's like the Space Dome in Israel.
I'm not sure it's the Iron Dome. I don't understand. I don't know if you know how ICE operates, but usually when they arrest someone, they don't give them a microphone and a catalog of karaoke choices.
I don't need a catalog. I know the whole songs word for word.
Right. But if they did that, you might be right. But other than that, I think
if I broke into some Hank Williams Jr., I think I'd be pretty safe. I really do.
I don't think so. That's you are still
Johnny Cash.
Nope. I don't.
I hear
think
the
so.
Train of coming. It's literally about Folsom Prison.
Yeah, blues. I know what you're talking about.
Why don't you go to Chicago and test this theory out?
This theory is you are sadly mistaken. I think, unfortunately, you have a false sense of security.
Yeah, you need to be very.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're afraid.
You think so?
Well, he's got – just carry your papers. That's all. Carry your papers.
Yeah, it's just the crazy. I don't feel. I guess I.
If you want country music to help you, you're going to need a boombox and playing country music constantly as you're out in public. That would be the only way that maybe ICE would say, he's a good one.
Yeah, but so I was traveling a lot, and I'm back into the States now, so I'm very happy.
Very good.
I've shut down all my travel for most of it for the rest of the year.
Okay, so maybe we'll get another episode in proper time.
Another? Yes. No, we want to. I want to get to 100, and then that's when we're going to pull our magic trick.
Okay. Whatever magic trick that is.
Disappearing.
Well, it's good to have you back.
It is.
Stateside.
Welcome back to the States.
Yeah.
That's good. Puerto Rico, at least.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the States.
All right. Are we ready to kick this episode off? It sounds like we're all doing
pretty good. We are ready. Let's do it. Long overdue.
All right. If you are not familiar with this podcast, I'll do a real quick rundown. Is what we do is we each come together, and we each have a topic that we have not discussed before, and we will talk about it live in front of you. Well,
sometimes not thought about.
Well, not live.
Yes, not live.
No, not live.
Live for us.
Live for us. It's always live for us. Always live for us.
And not thought about for Omar.
Yep. Right.
but we'd love to go through some details real quick. If you'd like to email us at friends@fts.media. If you'd like to check us out on the social media apps, we are on the internet at friendstalkingshop.weebly.com.
That's our website for those who don't speak 50-year-old Midwestern technology.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I don't have the script written down. I like to change it up every time we do this. We're also on the YouTube and the YouTube. Facebook and the Instagram and the TikTok.
And the TikTok.
You can search for us at Friends Talking Shop. Lots of content out there. You can get a daily dose of Friends Talking Shop, even if there's not an episode, because you can't remember all 95, but we will remind you if you subscribe to us, one of those.
We'll play you all the hits.
Yeah, you get all the greatest hits. So, all right, let's kick things off.
How about emailing us?
I did. I said,
did you say that?
Oh, yeah, you did. FTS.media.
Oh, my bad.
We'll go back to the tape and you'll realize
you
I
should.
Said it already.
I had a little Omar experience there where I stopped listening.
And by the way, we need to know where that advertising money is, because I've listened to an episode.
Yeah, I know.
There's ads.
We got to get to the bottom of that.
I have a question for you, Nimrods.
We were just about to kick off the show.
Yeah, but I think there's something to be said for us to generate material live. It's interesting.
Well, you are doing it live. The whole thing is live. We're just not airing it live.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you want to do a fan meetup? We should do. We should do one in New York.
That's going to be horribly disappointing. I really don't want to do that.
No, we have
sit at
fans
a table
in New York.
With nobody.
Actually,
hold on a second. Ready? Hold on. What if we got a table for 12 at Carbone?
And whoever shows up, whatever fan show up.
And in order to show up, you have to apply. In order to get accepted, you have to be able to answer like 3 or 4 trivia questions.
I love it.
Let's do it.
And you're picking up that bill, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There you go. If you want to meet us for dinner at Carbone, a very high end, fancy,
in
tough
the first
to get
quarter
into,
of next year in New York
tough
City.
Tough to get into restaurant in New York City, you email us. And give us your best reason why you should be at dinner with us at Carbone. And we're going to make it happen. Omar says he'll pick up the tab for 12.
Omar, you got connections at Carbone so you can get...
He does.
Are you a 1 or 2 degrees separation from a Carbone recommendation? Are you? Do you have...
Oh, that's a good question. I would say I'm 1, but I use the 2 more often because everybody uses the 1.
Okay, I think I know what you mean.
I didn't understand any of that.
No, because no, it's like let's say Josh is brothers with Mario Carbone, right?
Right. Okay.
Everybody asked Josh for a table at Carbone. I don't want to ask Josh. It's not fucking fair.
Yes.
I'd rather talk to you, Dave, who then asked Josh, and you waste your credit on Josh.
Ah, there you go. I see what you're saying. It's a game of telephone.
That's a very good explanation. Thank
that's
you.
That is in, you that's interesting. There you go. You answered good. It directly with that. Yes, that's
that
correct.
Was excellent. All right, Josh, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So look, this is something that happened when we were away. I was dying to talk to you guys about it because I'm not sure what you guys will say. But do you remember baseball playoffs are now underway? And unfortunately, my Phillies were eliminated. But at the end of the regular season, there was an incident with what's called the Philly Karen. You know the Philadelphia Karen? You know that incident? It went viral.
I think I do. Yeah.
Omar, you aware of it?
Yeah, I do.
You aware of it? Okay. So basically, for those of you who don't know what happened was there was a ball hit, a home run ball, hit into the outfield, obviously, into the bleachers, and a guy ran over, got the ball off the ground where it was hit, and then went back to his seat, like, you know, 7 seats over and gave it to his son. Really sweet gesture. Well, I don't know, 70-year-old woman, around maybe late 60s, I don't want to be too rude here, but you know, an older woman who happened to be near where the ball was hit, but never got the ball, went over and demanded that ball be hers because it was hit in her area. Even though she did not get the ball, he got the ball.
And when she approached him, and she like started yelling at him,
yes.
He like did this like
yes,
take it back,
and she yelled at him, and he ended up giving her the ball because he just didn't want to deal with her. And she is now the Philly Karen, right? Anyway,
oh right, and the guy gave her the ball.
Yeah,
I just said that.
Yeah.
I just said that. Anyway, there was another incident, and I want you guys to weigh in on it. I don't know if you saw this, but it was remarkable. Seattle Mariners game, okay? End of the regular season. A guy named Cal Raleigh, who's their catcher, he hit his 60th home run. He is the only catcher in Major League Baseball to do that, hit 60 home runs, right?
Yep.
A 65-ish man... call him 65, 66, caught the home run ball. He then turned around and gave it to a 10-year-old, I'll call him 10 based on what I see, boy because this kid, he didn't know the kid at all, but he's like, I'm an adult. I caught a ball. I'm going to give it to this little kid who's come to the baseball game. And the kid was ecstatic and overjoyed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the rub. That ball is worth almost $200,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
So what happens?
My question to you is twofold. One, let's say you did that, exactly what that man did, and then learned later it was worth $200,000. What are you thinking, and what are there any plans of action, if any, you would take? Two, let's say you knew the ball was going to be very valuable because of the significance of the home run, and you caught it, and a 10-year-old boy in front of you asked for that ball. Go.
Dave, well, you go first.
The second scenario, if I know the ball is worth that much, I'm not giving it to a stranger.
Of course.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I keep it. I don't, you know, because if I knew it was worth $200,000, then I don't know if, I'd sell it for $200,000. I was thinking, like, would I want something else? Like, I want free seats. I want what's his nickname?
What do you want?
The dumper? The big dumper? What's his?
Who's the big dumper?
That's
you're talking
the
about
nickname
Omar?
Of the
big dump.
No, that's the nickname of the Cal Raleigh guy.
Cal Raleigh. Yeah. I don't know. AL baseball well at all.
Okay, well, that's his nickname. I would sell it and I would give it to charity. You know, I do.
Stop! Get out of here!
Annoying with you. You always have to virtue signal.
Just, it's gotta ruin annoying. It. You got to ruin the. Ruin
everything's it. About God and charities with you. Just for once.
But I wouldn't give it away. I wouldn't give it away.
You wouldn't give it to the kid.
Yeah. So that's the first scenario. Okay. The second scenario. First scenario.
Now, go to the first.
If I had given it away, what am I going to do? I find out like I'm at home. Am I going to try and track this kid down?
Well, I don't know. That's the question.
Get a lawyer and see. No, I think life's too. It would be a great story. Just like I've said with anything, everything that bad that happens to me, it's not a bad thing. It's
correct.
Content.
It's content
for the podcast.
That's correct. Exactly.
So that would be a story. I would just realize I lost $200,000. I would not do anything.
Okay, Omar.
So it was a two-part question, right?
It was.
So what was the first part again?
Oh, come on. Don't make me.
No, come
stupid.
On. I forgot. He talked for fucking ever. What do you want from me?
You give the ball away and then later find out. It's
okay.
worth 200 grand.
If I gave the ball away to this kid.
You did.
And I later found out it was worth $200,000.
Right.
I wouldn't do anything, but I would expect my friends to.
What do you mean your friends? What do you expect your friends to do?
Listen, you guys, your brains are so two-dimensional. Think about this, right?
Yeah.
The act of catching a baseball and then giving it to someone, right?
Yeah. Yes.
If all of a sudden, that's unconditional generosity. You're bringing conditional generosity into this, right? I think it's more powerful that it's unconditional generosity coming from me. Doesn't mean my friends can't be like, hey, fucking Brewers, whatever team that guy's on.
Seattle.
The Mariners. Like, our friend did this. Like, and basically, I want you guys to start a campaign where they get pressured into giving me the same amount of money.
Oh, interesting. See how you took that? I thought for sure
you were
like.
But I can't say anything. I don't care. I'm going to forget about it. I already that's why I forgot the questions you asked earlier.
That's a fascinating idea. Like, it's not, are there things that I've been wronged, but I can't do anything. But I expect you as my friends to step in.
Interesting.
For me. That's an interesting idea.
Isn't that an interesting angle? That's an interesting. I think by the way, I do think Seattle, the Mariners did do something special for him, but not 200 grand special.
No.
But I'd be kicking myself if I gave that ball to somebody and then I found out it was worth 200
again,
grand.
This is the same. This is the two-dimensional part, right?
Yeah.
The whole part, you made this into like a campaign for the Mariners about how unconditional generosity actually does pay off, because the guy who gave the ball away, we're giving them $500,000 for his kid's college or
But that's not what happened. No one gave him
$500,000. That's what should have happened. If that guy knew me as a friend, he'd be lucky to fucking have me as a friend, obviously. No, right,
for a variety of reasons.
This would be the goal.
Okay,
wait, who's giving $500,000?
The Mariners.
He thinks the Mariners are going to do that.
They're not going to do that. Why? It teaches why unconditional generosity actually is the way to go.
The pay it forward. You're talking about the pay it forward. You'll get rewarded.
No, I'm not talking about that boy molester Kevin Spacey movie. Okay, I'm talking about unconditional generosity.
Allegedly.
Period. Yeah, this paid forward stuff. I don't know what that. I don't know what that shit means, but it's Kevin Spacey.
Listen,
shit.
Listen, ever since the Philly Karen incident, though, people, adults who have been getting foul balls have been giving them to kids in the near vicinity.
Yeah, but the scenario you're giving us is a very different one.
Yes, it is. That's my point. That is my point.
By the way, has she been taken to task appropriately? So, like,
oh my god, the internet, the whole. Yeah,
but what is it? Does she care? I mean, obviously, she probably doesn't care.
Someone doxes her. I don't know. She does.
I don't know.
If someone doxes her, what if she was
kidnapped? Listen, she's been identified. She's all over. I mean, it's like you can't hide anymore. You can't do shit anymore without it being recognized. Like the guy at the Coldplay concert, that was hilarious. But you know, that was with him and his mistress. Hilarious. Everything is on camera everywhere.
My wife got mad at me when that happened. By the way.
If you guys,
why?
If there was
you
a
like
video,
Coldplay?
Wait.
No, I told you she gets mad at me when someone else does something wrong.
Right. If there was a video of me smoking a joint in New York City that got out,
yeah,
would you guys disown me,
Omar? There is a video of you smoking a joint in half these episodes on YouTube. What are you talking about?
Oh, I guess that's true.
Are you not self-aware? You're doing it on camera through half our episodes.
But it's different when you're in New York City doing it.
Is it?
Why?
Because you're walking around. It's not. Well, actually, I guess it is legal there.
It's legal. It smells like weed everywhere you go in New York now.
Well, Josh, what would you do with this baseball situation? Have you thought this?
Yeah. Okay. Josh, what would you do?
Sorry, yes. David, thank you. So look, here's the answer. Number one, I would try to make that thing. It went viral anyway, so that would be the first thing I'd want it to have happen to go viral, because I want the Mariners to kind of say, "Oh my God, I can't believe you did that."
That's where I think Omar's friend's situation comes
in. It's interesting.
In. Like, the friend should contact the Mariners. Say, do
it's
you realize what happened? Absolutely.
But you have to be a little – I mean, if you're a baseball fan, right? Now, maybe – I don't know what his affiliation was.
You're the IQ of what, 196?
Oh, my God. If you're a baseball fan, if it were me and it was the Phillies and
– Okay, there you go.
I would know that this is a unbelievable, momentous moment, and I would not give that ball away.
You wouldn't?
No, because if it was
how about if the kid's in a wheelchair?
No, if it's JT Realmuto and he's hitting the 60th home run, and I know this is monumental. They've been talking about it for a while. If you're a fan, you know that.
How about if it's Eric the actor?
No,
what?
No, I'm not giving the ball away if I know it's something unbelievable like that.
And now, how about if it's a Syrian refugee? Is literally sitting next to you and you catch the ball.
No.
Whose family is still stuck in Syria. And that money would help get her family over the border.
No.
Wow.
No.
David. Can
the
you
answer is
this?
No. This is a this is a piece of Major League Baseball history.
Looking at history. A Syrian refugee
who's probably cold because he's never been to like Philadelphia.
How's he getting those seats? How's he getting the seats at Syrian refugee? He's a con man, obviously. He's a con man who's pretending to be a Syrian refugee.
Hey, easy.
To get that 60 home run ball. And I'm not buying it. So I'm not going to fall for his little charade. I'm not going to fall for it. Yeah. Now, look, if I'm in the stands and some whatever inconsequential pinch hitter hits a foul ball and I catch it, would I give it to a kid if you really want it? Yeah, I probably would. I want to keep it. It's very hard to get a foul ball.
Why do we give it to kids? I mean, this is an entitled kid that got great seats at a baseball game and you know, his parents, he's got everything going for them. Why do these kids
Here's why. Because you're an adult, and a baseball from an adult that's hit by someone inconsequential, that it shouldn't be a big deal. It should not be a big deal that you have that ball. So you go, okay, here's the kid. Now, if it's hit by someone that you love on the team and it's a record-setting hit, it's a whole different story. That ball's way different than catching a foul ball from some schmuck, some bobo bench warmer.
Yeah.
Big difference. Yeah. I think it's all circumstantial. So if if I'm a Mariners fan, I know that Cal Raleigh could hit his 60th. I'm aware of that before I even step in that stadium. And I'm not giving that ball on anybody if I catch it.
But you're going to leverage it. You're not just going to sell it for $200,000, would you? Like, then what do you do now? You got the ball. By the way, how do you know it's $200,000?
Because they talked about it. They talked that it was part of the story. They think it could be auctioned anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000.
Okay, so it's
upwards. That's why I said upwards of $200,000.
But it is a good question. Okay, I got the ball now, and it's worth somewhere maybe $100,000 or
whatever,
more. Right?
Whatever. Yeah.
But is it? I'm going to auction it off. Do you get a lawyer? What do you do first? Like,
first of all, I'm going to sell it, because if history teaches us anything, there will be another catcher who hits 60 home runs or 61 or whatever.
But what does it mean? And to then sell that it? Ball will be out your door and say, "Hey, this is for sale." Like, what do you? How do you?
I
sell
think you
it?
Have to contact Sotheby's or one of those places.
What
I don't
does
know.
That mean?
I don't know what that means. Listen, I haven't caught the ball, so I haven't had to take these steps.
I'm curious of the process. Do you call the Mariners? Say, "I got the ball. What do you want to do?" Do you? I think you call a lawyer, right? Isn't that
maybe.
What you do? Like
maybe.
And then they. Sort
I think
of
you have just have to Google like sports memorabilia, like very expensive sports memorabilia, something like that.
I don't think that easy.
Maybe you ask ChatGPT what to do with the ball.
Yeah, I see. These are the things I want to know, the actual step by step process.
I don't know. It's not part of my topic. I really don't know. It's almost irrelevant, Dave, to the conversation.
I know. I actually think it's not, because I think to say I would sell it, I think is a false premise. Like,
there's
got
to be a way to
that,
sell it. You can sell anything. Anything can be sold. There's an avenue by which to sell it.
You can't tell me step one of what
I don't
you do
know
to
what
sell
it is.
This ball.
I don't know. What,
yeah, you would. You call Sotheby's. Like,
I don't know.
Oh, this is Josh. I got a ball.
I don't know. Now I think once someone hits a monumental ball like that, the team wants the ball.
I think you contact the team. Yeah,
and maybe that's it.
And then I think your value goes down, because the team knows they're the only buyer. Yeah,
no, not necessarily. There's got to be more buyers. That's why it has the value that it has.
Maybe on eBay? Could you do it on eBay? I don't
know. No, you're not selling anything for $200,000 on eBay. Maybe you are. I don't know.
That's not true.
I think you can sell houses on eBay, right? Don't they sell houses?
How's that market sufficient still? Is that market – people still use eBay?
I don't know. I have no idea. Someone say eBay.
Maybe I'll put it on Craigslist.
So, all right, let's quickly switch to Omar. Omar, what's your topic this week? Oh.
He's gone. Omar, it's your turn.
I'm here.
Where are you going? What are you getting? What can you possibly –
The lights on. Can't you tell a difference now in the lights?
Yes. I don't know why the lights weren't on to begin with.
Because, Josh, I'm in Puerto Rico, man. There's a weak power grid. You know, what do you want from me?
Well played. What's your topic?
So I had this crazy trip, and there were several highlights. We had a couple of events, Hong Kong and Singapore, that weren't terrible, which is always a win.
That weren't terrible. But, that's good.
Yes. Yeah. But the highlight was my friend's 40th. Birthday party. So they rented out the same villa that was in The White Lotus season 2.
Okay. Really? That's a villa that exists?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Villa Tasca, TASCA. It's family owned.
Okay.
It's since the 16th century. Insane. Right. And the theme was this like old Hollywood, like Brigitte Bardot sort of Italian style. So everyone dressed up.
Okay.
And so it was just amazing. I could show pictures if you want. Josh, could I show pictures right now? Is that something I should do?
No, I don't think that's something you should do.
It's not going to matter.
It seems like you're going to do it anyway, but you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't.
This is like, I shouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, you're showing a picture. Okay, is that a real picture?
Wait, that's not a real picture.
That's not a real picture.
It is. Well, it's from a movie.
It's from a movie.
This was the inspiration for the dress.
Like that?
Oh, the inspiration. Yes. Okay. All right. Stop showing pictures.
Okay. Anyway, so this party was going on, and there was maybe, it was amazing. Many of the people I knew. I realized that my real issue with parties, I'm not really a big fan of them in general, has very simple what I've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they're so wonderful is it's a choice. It's up to you. How do you want to handle the party? Do you want to? And what I'm getting at is taking MDMA, and I haven't done it in so long.
Whoa! Stop. MDMA.
Yeah. MDMA.
That's what is
a
that?
Drug? It's a drug. Molly.
I've never heard of that.
Molly.
Oh,
you've never
Molly.
Heard of Molly or
I've
MDMA?
Heard of Molly. I've never heard of MDMA.
David.
What? Well, I've heard of Molly, but yeah, I didn't know what MDMA. I thought that
no
was
idea.
Like a
rap band, a rapper.
No, I thought it was a management disclosure. here.
I thought it was like a fighting, ultimate fighting.
Yeah, it's now defunct. No, but it's just amazing. So you guys are familiar with like Prozac, right?
Yes. I know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's for if you're clinically depressed. I mean, right. Other reasons why you take it, but like anyway, you take Prozac. Eventually, your brain currently, if you're clinically depressed, it's not releasing serotonin. So okay. Prozac teaches your brain to release serotonin into your brain. It takes about 2 weeks for it to start working and okay. releases it every so often throughout the day. So you're not anymore clinically depressed or deprived of serotonin. What Molly or MDMA does, and there's some difference on them. I don't know. I'm not a chemist, but it basically opens the valve completely up like Niagara Falls. So you have all the serotonin going through your body and you're just super into anything and everyone.
Oh wow!
Right,
okay.
It's your like ego is shut down, or your id is shut down, and you're just like open to conversation. You're open to connection, and you're open to music a lot more too. And you don't drink. Drink
Are
water.
You with it? Are you completely with it? Do you understand what's happening around you?
I will say I hadn't taken it in so long. I didn't have dinner or lunch that day, and I took it on an empty stomach, and I tweaked for the first like three or four minutes.
What do you mean tweet?
Where like, it meant that every so often I felt that someone was pulling shutters down in my eyes. Happened like once or twice.
Jeez, that'd be terrifying.
That's terrifying.
No, it wasn't that terrifying. Well, if it lasted for longer, but I kind of know it would eventually be. So it went away and then it was amazing. But I had it on an empty stomach. That's like, again, I don't really do it. So, but then beyond that, I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
So it made the party better in your estimation.
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
and 100%.
Okay.
And I mean, I looked dope as fuck. I was like Tony Montana, all white. It was cool. But I had this really fascinating conversation with one of my besties. And I'm curious how you guys feel about this.
Okay.
So, and it's coincidental. It's not ironic. That's an incorrect use of the term. And what I'm about to say is that
are you correcting yourself before you
yes.
even say it?
I want to be giving credit.
You somehow insulted us. I
yes,
think.
I don't yes. know how that worked. You were you're the one who used the term.
Listen, I want to get credit for not using the word ironic.
Oh, you don't get credit for not doing something.
Yeah, well, unless you pointed out to begin with, because I think 95% of people would use ironic here, which would be the incorrect use of the word.
Okay, go ahead.
So we were coincidentally in the villa from White Lotus season 2.
Yeah.
You guys watched White Lotus season 2?
I've never seen White Lotus. Yep. Never seen it.
Okay. So Jennifer Coolidge has this great, amazing line. Where she goes, I love meeting people richer than me. They never ask me for anything.
Okay.
Right? It's just... And it turns out, well, Dave watched it, but like it's a hilarious thing, right? And so so you like have this sphere of people, you know, they're not all rich to be clear, but it's an interesting idea. And it's very difficult to have friends when you get older in general. I mean, it's more difficult for reasons that each of you have, bandwidth included. So but one of my best friends said to me this, I don't believe in friends. I've been hurt by them enough. So, and I'm not going to meet any new people. I don't care.
Oh,
I have
God.
My kids.
That's a sad
statement. I'm never going to regret spending an extra second with my kid over talking to a friend. And I'm like, how about me? She goes, well, I'm not including you, but do you guys feel, when is it like David has his new broke back friend? I mean, they've been friends now for what? 3 or 4 years. Seth, what's his name?
Hans.
Klaus. Been friends for over 10 years. Yeah.
Klaus.
Yeah.
So he's like, the last three or four years, have you guys met anybody who you've become close to who's like a real friend? Like it's a thing.
Okay. All right. This was all over the friggin' map.
I know.
No, what does that have to do about Molly?
What?
What does this have to do with you dropping
that's
Molly?
That's fair. Well, I guess that could be the topic too.
No. Go
Is
back
it?
Because I almost, hold on. I almost did this as my topic because I got a call from somebody.
Molly?
No, not Molly. I got a call from a friend who said, hey, I just met this guy who we used to work with in Madison, Wisconsin, and he lives in St. Louis now. And he said, Dave's there. And he's like, oh, I'd really like to see him. And he goes, so I wanted to connect you guys. And I said,
yeah,
I like this topic.
I like this topic.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I can't handle another. So then what I got to do, we got to connect. We got to find each other. Then you got the awkward thing of say you had a great lunch or a great happy hour.
Yep.
Then what? Are we going to get together again? Are we friends?
Yes.
Like,
this is
I
the
don't
problem.
Have any room for it. Yep.
That's exactly it. It's bandwidth. You hit it, Omar. It's bandwidth. It's like, I actually enjoy meeting new people, but at the same time, I can't add any more close friends. I can add acquaintances. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But I can't add more close friends. I don't have the bandwidth for it. And as we've discussed, we're older and I'm a day guy, not a night guy anymore. And I work 5 days a week. And the weekends, I like to do nothing. You know, so I really honestly love when I the first thing I tell my, I ask my wife on Fridays, do we have anything this weekend? And she goes, we actually have nothing. It brings such a smile to my face.
That's I your love, Molly right there.
I love
to. That's your serotonin. That's my,
you want to talk about serotonin. That opens the floodgates. What I hear, I have nothing to do. I have no dinner plans, no nothing.
Oh, that's
funny. Wonderful. It's wonderful. I can't see my friends, even my good friends, as much as I'd like to anyway.
Of course.
I can't imagine adding new ones and then having that into the mix.
Yeah.
So good. I'm with you. It's no good.
It's a crazy thing. So, yeah, I mean, I made some new friends recently, but then ultimately it's often the case where there's a two-way door and something weird happens, happens sometimes. But it is okay. Nice to be open to people.
Yeah,
I have more bandwidth. I have more bandwidth than you guys, obviously.
You do.
Right?
So, you have more bandwidth. You don't have kids or wife. I mean, that takes up a lot of it. I will say this, though. So we have – they're not new neighbors, but they're new-ish neighbors. They've been there for a few years. And I've always held the thought of I'd like to know who my neighbors are, but I don't want to break the barrier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. I like the, hey, how you doing? Isn't this great weather? Well, we're both getting the trash can from the curb. Right. I love that relationship. But
I've
these
been introduced to people in Puerto Rico, and I'm like, I don't go out. Sorry.
But these new neighbors, neighbors, we've kind of broken through a little bit. Because yes, because they love our dog. Their kids love their little girl loves our dog, and so whenever
is that
we're out,
someone broke in your house. Is that what you said?
No. They broke through.
Okay, broken through.
So this is the first time we're like, you know, and we're talking about like, you know, hey, we should have you over. We should come over. So that's gonna happen, I think. But I really like these people. They're really great people.
Dinner parties are the worst. They have to compliment your food. They have to eat it all. You just order. That way you hedge out the risk on the first visit.
But it's risky. It's very risky because when your neighbors, you're right there.
Probably steal something or like. Leave something there intentionally so they have another reason to come back another time.
Well, here's the thing. The only thing I don't want, and these people are wonderful, wonderful, nice people. Uh-huh. I don't want pop-ins. I hate pop-ins. I can't have pop-ins. I don't. I need to know if anyone's coming over. I need to have plenty of lead time.
Yeah.
I don't want the doorbell to ring and there's a pop-in.
Guy with two beers in his hand. Hey, Josh, just
I don't want
sit
it.
On your porch. Yeah.
Don't want it. Yeah. Don't want it. I'm already doing nothing by myself. I don't want to do something with somebody else.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt my nothing. Don't do it.
So, okay. So this was a two-part question, obviously. Yes. So would you guys, if you were in a controlled environment of like 12 of your friends, 15 of your friends, 20 of your friends, would you take Molly?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know how many people listen to this podcast?
I'm 51 years old. No.
Well, my wife, my sister, they all live. Having said that, it sounds like fun to try once. Like, what's the – can you get addicted to it? What's the story?
It's not. The only downside, which is they call it the Molly hangover, because I've never really had it, but your body's depleted in the most extreme cases of serotonin.
So you're super depressed?
No, not depressed, but you just feel a little like off, but that's not a big deal.
No. Well,
for the morning or something like that. I never really had it.
This drug makes you feel amazing, and then the downside is you feel a little off the next day.
Yeah, but this for a
get not, out of
like,
here.
Not, it's like having like a mild hangover. I'll put it to you that way in terms of like discomfort. Mild, very mild.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Hold on. Wait. A hangover where you would still go to the gym. Now it's a very mild hangover.
Okay,
that's pretty mild. That's pretty
the
mild.
The problem is then. If I took it and had so much fun, then how am I going to have fun at a party again? Like, I'll
that's
feel
the
like
problem.
I always want to have that experience.
I don't mean to throw a brush back here, Dave, but have you ever had fun at a party? I've seen you at parties.
You're right.
A lot of things. Having fun is not one of them.
Fair enough. Maybe I need it.
Touche.
You and your cute nose fishing for compliments.
It's because I can't
funny.
Dance. That's the problem. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. Well, maybe I should. Maybe I would have more fun because I certainly don't want to meet new people.
Oh no! That's the thing. Anybody you meet on Molly, it's just temporary relationships. But they're the best. It's fierce, and you love this person. But then when it's over, bye.
I think I saw a 60-minute thing about it. Don't you like always want to like touch each other and stuff like that too? Like it's a
yeah, a little bit. Like maybe you're a little bit more like comfortable.
I don't want
with
people
like
touching
that,
me,
but not like, but not if you listen. If you're, it's like you know, if you're richer, you're just more of an you're more of an asshole, right? You're the same person. You're just, you know what I mean. So it's kind of the same. If you're touching really inappropriately, you know, you might be the same way, but even more brazenly. Something's more appropriate. Yeah, like you know, just,
everything's elevated, huh?
Hmm. Yep.
Listen, there's got to be something to these drugs. I mean, people use methamphetamine, you know, and they
that's
shoot.
That's not my bag.
I'm not saying it's your bag. I'm just saying that they're willing to just throw their
whole
lives away.
I've also never done cocaine, to be clear, ever.
All right,
okay.
Good.
Well, we weren't asking. But people are willing to throw their lives away for this shit. So it has to be, like, amazing. It has to
be. That's the Louis C.K. joke about being a pedophile.
Right. Right. Exactly. He said the same thing. Like, they can't help themselves. Like, it's crazy.
My view on drugs is so different because, you know, I have something I take when I fly that makes me basically just, like I don't worry. Right?
Yeah, drugs are on a spectrum. Everyone does some level of drugs.
That's right. But then I see, like, if people go out and party, one of the things they will take is the drug I take.
Oh, really?
Why? Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
I feel
interesting.
Like, really? I'm like, well, I guess if you were to, it relaxes you and maybe that.
Look,
but
if
I thought,
you drink,
so is that?
If you drink alcohol, if you smoke cigarettes, these are all levels of some, on a wide spectrum. It just is.
I just worry that won't have. Well, what I call fun in my life, Omar, I won't have it without it, you know?
Okay. All right.
I think
legitimate
this
fear.
Is an interesting thing. And would you roofie a friend if you believe they really would
no.
like
No!
I'm
would
not
you
saying
roofie
like a sexual,
friend?
I'm not talking about with any sexual.
No, I know,
you know
what you're saying.
Objectives.
You're going to give them Molly without their knowledge. That's
well,
what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's giving them a water bottle that has a Molly thing in there.
No, you don't do that. You've done that? Tell me haven't done that.
What am I, fucking Bill Cosby? Of course I haven't fucking done
you
that.
You just asked us if we would do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's up with you two. I'm still a little nervous.
That's a hard no.
In the right situation, I might, yeah. I can't think of the situation, but no, I would not.
All right.
All right, my turn?
Yes, yeah. Take us
all
home.
Right, I'll do a quick one here. I had a couple of ones, one of which was this whole situation. Someone wanted to introduce someone new to me, and I said no. So
there you
go.
It's
so funny how we get in rhythm here.
But why did they want to introduce – real quick, I don't mean to jump on your topic, but why would they – did they want to introduce him because they thought you guys would get along real well?
No, we used to work together.
Oh, so you knew them.
Well, just – we were more acquaintances at work, but now, you know, they live in St. Louis. I live in St. Louis.
Oh,
I don't know if they're new to town.
God, that's the worst.
But it's like, yeah, that's
that's no
thing.
Good. Yep, I hear
did.
You.
I said – I was like, no, don't.
So what's the optimal age range to do introductions to people? If someone's between 24 and like 30, they're good people to introduce people who are in town. If people are in their 30s and 40s, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no.
Don't do it.
40 and up. Leave them alone.
Don't do it.
Leave me alone.
Once you have kids – once you have kids and you're in Fort, leave me alone.
I got a grandkid I got to spend time with.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna have two of them.
Unless you've just moved to a new city with your family and you know nobody. Different story.
Well, that's what he was doing for him, but I was being selfish.
But you got to protect yourself.
All right. So I have a theoretical situation to ask you guys that I thought of. Do you know, if I still play video games as a 50-year-old man.
You do.
I'm proud of it. I always wonder, you know, when I die, will I say I wish I would have not played so much video games? I think I'm going to be the opposite.
Yeah, I think
like, oh, I wish. Yeah. I wish I could play more. But you know, a lot of video games you can save. You can save your game and you can do whatever. And then if you mess up, you can restore it back and try it again. Try it again. Right. I was wondering if you could do that. Say you had that as a superpower.
Ooh.
Do you think you could excel at every sport imaginable? And I'll start with baseball. Let's say you get on a team like, let me hit. You save the game right as you get to the plate. Do you think you could bat 1,000 if you could just keep restoring,
Of course you could, theoretically.
You think you could get it?
Of course.
Well, theoretically,
first of all,
but I'm saying.
Would you want to do that?
Well, no. I'm saying, is it so hard to hit do you think you could really, realistically, get base hits off a major league pitcher, even if you could do
it. It would take
forever.
It would take forever. But
how long do you think it would take? Yeah.
Years.
What do you think about
years. Here's this is
not
the this
true.
This is the
true,
this
Josh.
Is the life remote control. You know, remember that? You ever see that movie Click with Adam Sandler?
I cried.
There's some touching parts.
At the end scene with the father.
With the father.
Wasn't the father Henry Winkler?
Henry Winkler. Yes, Henry Winkler. He's in a lot of his movies. But basically, for anyone who hasn't seen it, there's a remote control where he can actually pause his life. He just has a physical remote control. He can pause, he can fast forward, he can rewind.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you're doing with this, right? It's very similar. You can keep rewinding.
But the bat thing, Josh, I mean, eventually you'd have some cadence of timing. You just put the bat out and eventually in
of course, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely, you could do it.
Say you actually connected. Would it, like, for us, like, it would hurt so bad, like, I'm out. Like, I'm not, even if I can hit it, it's
no,
like,
we're
it's
not,
so,
we're not like 7-year old boys. We're adults.
No, I don't know. I'm out, actually. Dave's right. I'm not doing this.
So I was thinking, what sports do you think you could make the Hall of Fame?
Kickball.
Or All-Star.
Kickball.
Well, I was thinking like golf. I think
ping pong.
It would take forever. But you could do it. Yes.
Right. Oh,
in theory, you could do it. But I think the easiest would probably be
carom board.
What?
What?
No.
What did you say?
Carom board. It played in Pakistan.
What the hell is carom board?
What is that?
It's like it's a wooden table with like six holes, four each on the corner,
yeah,
and then two on the sides, and you have these discs that are on talcum powder. And you want to hit the discs into the hole. It's kind of like pool, but from
okay,
100 countries
right.
Earlier.
Okay, so let's pick a sport
example
that everybody knows.
You would be the best pool player ever, right?
Okay, if you're talking about games like that, you could be the best cornhole player in the world.
Battleship,
and that would take me 2 seconds.
Battleship
would be incredibly easy.
Never lose.
Incredibly easy.
I was
that's
thinking
correct.
More physical sports, but Battleship.
Yes, yeah. And that's really not a sport, Battleship. But yes, I think there are like.
How about ladies wrestling?
You're not a lady. This doesn't help you in that regard.
That's
yes,
a
Dave. The answer is you could excel at everything. It's a matter of how much time you want to actually take to do it.
No, I don't think football.
Why not?
Imagine. All right, you're going to be the quarterback.
Correct.
And, like, I don't think you could restart 1,000 times. You couldn't throw a ball 30 yards.
I'll be a cornerback, and I'll know exactly what route he runs. I'll see the route. And I'll go that direction.
You would have to get a running start well before the play, and like it would mess up the play. Like you would the quarterback would be like, look at that cornerback running all by himself before I hike the ball.
I think you could do something like that, and all you have to do is see the play. How about being a coach? You see the play, rewind it. You'd be the best coach in the world.
Coaching is a different deal. Like what about being an NBA basketball player? Do you think you could get yourself open enough? You could make every shot eventually.
No.
Yes.
The players are just on the spot. When you move, they'll move.
Not if I'm bringing the ball up and I just shoot it from half court each time. Not going to guard me at half court?
Gosh, you could not handle ball pressure. Come on.
I think football and basketball.
Basketball would be very difficult. Very difficult.
I think it'd be hard. Yeah,
very difficult. But, you could do it in individual sports.
Well, I think baseball is interesting because being able to hit a baseball.
Darts would be great.
Yeah, bowling.
Bowling's a good one.
Yeah. Bowling's a good one.
Bowling hockey, would be simple. You bowl a perfect game every time. I always have this fantasy, Dave, I don't know if you've ever had this with my teams. Like, I have that remote control, right? So, like, if my team is about to they're about to lose because the other team's going to kick a field goal with, like, 2 seconds left, right? That I could pause, go down to the field, and, like, twist the ball or something like that. And then go back up to my seat in the stands and then unpause it and then have them shank the kick.
Yeah.
And I did it and we won the game. Do you ever think like that?
Mine is more to be invisible. I'd be on the field.
Yes.
You know, just push his leg and last.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think about that all the time too. Invisibility is the best. You can do so many things with invisibility.
That's what people misunderstand. Invisibility is so good because my team would win every time.
Everything. It'd be exhausting because you'd have to keep going to every game. It'd be very difficult. The travel would be quite quite taxing.
Well, now my Brewers are playing the Dodgers. It'd be like the starting pitcher. He keeps falling down every time he throws the ball. He's walked 7 straight guys. You
all
know,
you'd have to do is just, as he's pitching, just touch his side. Just put him off balance just a little bit.
Yeah,
that'd be it. You could do something so simple and never be detected. And
because if you did it really hard, they'd be like, something's going on.
Yeah,
here.
Something's
going
on.
Is there an invisible person?
There's a ghost or an invisible person. Yeah. And then when they start looking for a visible person, you're screwed.
Then you got to hide.
Because the gig is up.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think those are.
I think we solved that. We solved
it.
Good.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah,
now
we did.
I know the answer. Thank you.
Yes.
We covered some good ground here. We talked about Molly. We talked about sports. We talked about
quite a wide range. Quite a wide range.
This is quite a podcast.
Yes.
Who knows what we'll come up with on episode 96? But
we don't even know.
That's the whole point of the podcast.
Yes,
we don't
right.
know.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you'd like to email us again, email us at friends@fts.media. Friendstalkingshop.weebly.com is our...
Don't forget the Carbone thing, Josh.
Yes. I didn't tell Dave. He's the one doing the outros.
Yeah, I'll get this. All right. Thanks for reminding me. friendstalkingshop.weebly.com is our website. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok are all our social media sites where you can find us at friendstalkingshop. And if you email us to tell us why you should be one of the 12 members of the Meet Dave, Josh, and Omar in person at Carbone.
No, I think 12 is too many people. It should be six. I think six.
Well, it sounds six, including us?
Table for eight. Yes, table for eight.
Table for eight.
So okay, five people. Table for eight. Table for nine, so awkward. You can't really get a table for
all right,
nine.
Table. So you yeah. can you make the final five?
Five.
Of our listeners. Yeah. And what about our sisters? Should our sisters automatically be? I mean, they all.
I'd like it to be, you know, people that really haven't met us.
So right. could, our you know, big fans.
Like, big meet yeah. and greet. Yeah.
People that would be, you know, nervous to talk to us. If you're one of those people,
oh, God, yeah.
email us and
take
see
some Molly, email us, and then come to dinner.
God bless.
That sounds good. Yes. All right. Till next time. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Smile later.